So it seems the majority of the Western media has ignored this. But Australia right now is in an interesting situation. So they rose their terror threat level, same as the UK and the US did, but quite a bit after the UK and the US did. That's not so unusual. They're a Western state. A few Australians have gone to fight for ISIS. But the interesting bit is this. About 2 or 3 days, maybe a couple more after that happened, raids were conducted in New South Wales and Queensland. And people were arrested. The reasons for this seem to be, according to the government and the police, that people had been planning to bring ISIS to Australia and demonstrate the might of ISIS, so to speak, by running around Sydney city centre cutting people's heads off. The interesting thing about this is the attitude of a majority of Australians to this. And I think people are starting to wake up. This is a good thing. Isn't it interesting how the terror threat is raised literally a couple of days before that happens? The other interesting thing is what happens straight after that. The Australians tried to, and I think they're going to, pass laws which essentially give Secret Service members diplomatic immunity, allow them to do near enough anything they like. This raised some questions about torture, especially torture on Australian soil. Not that torture off Australian soil is any better, but the fact that people could be brought into Australia. There's plenty of remote places in Australia where people couldn't be found, and tortured to get information out of them. Talk about Gitmo in your own country, right? So this raised a bit of a question. Basically, Labour are basically saying we won't stand for this. This is not on. You cannot torture people in our country. The Attorney General then stepped in and said, "We think these people that are saying this are crazy, but you know what? We will pander to them and basically put in a clause that says that's not allowed." But wait a minute, how can you have immunity and then turn around and say, "Oh, wait, but you can't do that"? That's not immunity. Not that I'm advocating torture, but this is the interesting thing. All this has happened, and these are pretty major events, right? But the rest of the Western media, if they've covered it at all, it's been a very tiny footnote. Most of them, in the US and UK at least, have pretty much ignored it. I've only heard about this because I follow Australian news and current affairs quite closely. Because I've spent time there and I have friends there. But I can't help but think that this has been swept under the carpet a tiny bit. Just a touch. What do we all think about this? It makes me quite uncomfortable, and I do wonder how much of it is staged. I've always been very sceptical of anything like this. So this isn't me just being some kind of wacky conspiracy theorist. I've always been very uncomfortable with neat coincidences that bring around the need for invasive power. Tony Abbott even came out and said, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, essentially, that freedom and security can't always walk hand in hand, and we might need to sacrifice freedom for security. He's the only Western politician I've ever heard say this, and this has garnered absolutely no press anywhere, other than in the Australian media, which mostly is rightly outraged. Murdoch Press, which unfortunately dominates Western media, is not, though. The Guardian, the ABC, CBS have been questioning this quite intensely. The Australian, SMH, Courier, all the rest of these papers seem to be kind of like, okay, this is fine. Let's carry on. Let's just like ignore that this is an erosion of civic freedoms. And it's very interesting how the public, as a majority, there's a very vocal minority that are supportive of Abbott in this, but the public as a majority seem to be very, very sceptical about what's going on right now. This is brilliant. This is really good that people are actually questioning stuff like this and not just going along with it, as they seem to a lot in the UK and US. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention it, because it's been very interesting to follow this. And if you're interested in public freedoms and all the rest of this stuff, that Australian situation is going to be an interesting one to monitor over the next few months, I reckon. Anyway, hope you're all having a good morning, and I will talk to you all soon.